You see that everywhere. It's just fucking McDonald's bags full of all the trash in their car just out the window. Like, you're going to hell, man.
Yeah, that's so, you know, it'd be cool.
Litter gang's going to hell. It's on site for you.
You know, absolutely.
You know how you have to get a dump sticker on your car to go to the dump?
Yeah.
There should be a more expensive sticker where you're allowed to litter. Where it's like $100 a month and you put it on your car and you're allowed to just throw shit onto the highway.
You donate a certain amount of money to conservation. Some states have it where you can get a sticker on your car to the dump so that you can go in and out of the gate to dump things. Like, you might have a job where you're like a contractor or something. You know what I mean? Like, you have a bunch of excess shit to throw out. It depends on your state, too. Some places are just like, we're open right now. You can come.
Our dump, we can take stuff to because we had to change our trash company, and it was this November. And so it was like, okay, we're switching it like middle, end of November. No big deal. That's when they're going to pick up the trash cans in like the middle of November and we'll get our new ones. And they were like, oh yeah, your service is over in October. And the problem with our trash company is they never came and picked up the trash or the recycle ever. And we'd have to call. And so we were like, oh fuck, shit, we still have all this trash here. So I had to take like 8 bags of trash and put it into the car, roll the windows down, and then drive to the dump and just throw them all. It sucked. And like the car kind of
shit leaks.
The car had a small smell to it.
That was the worst fucking shit in the world, man. I can remember the smells of having to go with my dad to the dump at like 9 a.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday. And it just smells like awful shit. It smells like cat litter.
My friend had the same situation, Tom, but he didn't. Well, two things. First, he was house sitting for his mom and he didn't take the garbage out. It was like she's gone for the whole month and he left it. He missed garbage for like 2 weeks. There's all these bags. So there's a church near him and he went and asked the pastor, hey, if I just donate some money, can I use your dumpster? And the pastor's like, you know what? Just for asking, you can just use it. You let him throw all his shit in there. That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, that was nice of him.
What a bad negotiator.
Hey.
Well, he's a man of God. He's not supposed to be charging for this stuff.
He's probably trying to get him to go to church. That kid's dead now, though. He died in 2020 from having too much.
Damn.
He had too much fun.
COVID?
Yep.
Yeah, too much fun with COVID.
He was my friend that would always just
as long
like,
as it wasn't COVID.
I'd always have to check if he's breathing after partying because he was a Xanax and beers guy.
Yeah. That's
a bad combo.
It's a real bad. Yeah. It's a combo that sort of catches up to you.
So, R.I.P.
I went and looked into our friend Tito Tim Travels, the guy who went to the Philippines or whatever.
Yeah.
Retired to the Philippines on Valentine's Day 2013. Okay. And I was scrolling through the transcript of his goodbye YouTube video from 11 months ago. And he says, he's had a 24/7 headache since 1992. And then he,
is it my fault?
It's a bitch's fault.
I'm not drinking enough water. But then he goes on to talk about how you can't get Tang in the Philippines. It never caught on there like in America.
And then he goes on to say drink.
I was gonna say, why are you over there then? It's just like America. You can't get any Tang.
He has like bad vertigo and he's like, I don't want to make videos anymore. It's a pain in the ass. My life sucks. And then 7 months ago, he made another video after he said he was leaving YouTube. Classic YouTuber move.
Oh yeah.
But it's to say that he's moving out to the boonies. And he's like 2 hours away from the nearest grocery store.
Oh.
So
he's dead.
Maybe his wife just took him out to pasture.
Oh, probably. He's dead. Awesome. He's 100%.
He got macheted.
She was like, oh, let's
move out into the boonies.
Because she moved him out there so he would die. And then she could just go back to the city.
Maybe she moved him out there.
Yeah. Oh, this is my family's from here. We have to move out here. And it's like 2 hours to the nearest hospital. Somewhere.
It's like when you travel somewhere and you see locals drinking the tap water, but you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Because you'll fucking die from diarrhea, but they can drink it because they've drank it all their lives. It's like one of those situations.
His wife led him into one of those poop traps.
Yep.
Well, I can't drink water.
He fell into
all,
a pit.
Because it's bad for me. I need soda or beer. No water for me. True. Doctor's orders.
Yeah, they did that in the Middle Ages, actually. People used to drink soda all the time, even kids.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
I remember one of my coworkers when I worked at the hospital, and we were talking about like that sort of situation. I think we were talking about like in a clinical situation, like it was just like one of those slow nights at work, just bullshitting at the desk. And we were talking about, I think if somebody knew a nurse that was working in Antarctica for 6 months or something, and we were talking about if we can live in a situation like that. And one of my coworkers said, Mm-mm, too far from the lotto. I was fucking dying.
God damn. There should be an Antarctica
the
lotto.
The one thing I need is the thing I spend money on every day and never win. It's so cool.
Too far from the lotto.
It would only
lotto.
Be like 14 people, so you'd have such you know a good what? Chance of winning.
That's the GOAT answer. That's it the best the answer I've ever heard. Too every far from
I,
the lotto.
Every time I remember that, I laugh. No, too far from the lotto. I remember...